Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Eden and Em with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council have introduced a new tall over sprawl strategy in an attempt to ease the current housing shortage. The plan allows for the development of high-rise apartment buildings of 30 stories in Carindale, 25 stories in Indooroopilly, and 15 stories in Nunda. According to the council's planning chair, Adam Allen, 600 people are moving to Brisbane every week, leading to an expected increase of 1.5 million over the next 15 years. Brisbane is also now the second least affordable city for housing in Australia, and one of the most expensive for developers to build in. To build a decent two-bedroom apartment, the build costs alone would be something in the order of about $750,000 to $800,000, so that probably flows through to a sale price of $1 million or more, Councillor Allen said. At the end of the day, the council only has so many levers it can pull. We do not build housing, but we do set a framework that allows industry to respond, he said.
And more news. After stalling in the Solomon Sea, tropical cyclone Mela is again on the move towards far north Queensland. Briefly pausing due to a lack of steering winds, the system, sitting at a Category 4, is currently producing gusts of wind up to 260 kilometres per hour and moving towards Australia in the Coral Sea at 7 kilometres per hour. The Bureau of Meteorology announced that the cyclone is expected to cross the far north on Monday, making landfall between the tip of Cape York and Cairns. The senior meteorologist Liam Smart said there's still a fair bit of uncertainty about exactly where it will cross, adding that at this stage we're forecasting a Category 2 crossing, but it's still quite far out and may change. Mela will strike areas impacted by Cyclone Narelle just 3 weeks prior, with communities still in the early stages of recovery. Cookshire Mayor Robin Holmes said there's still no avoiding it, it will really depend on where the cyclone comes in. With access still restricted by road washouts, a full assessment of damage has not yet been able to be completed. She added that even without more damage, any more heavy rainfall would hamper the recovery effort. Mela is still predicted to make landfall early next week.
And in national news, transit officers patrolling Darwin's bus network are soon to be armed with guns in an attempt to increase the safety of the public transport system. According to the Transport Workers Union organiser for the Northern Territory, Barry Norton, antisocial behaviour is the worst in the country on Darwin's bus system. There's been mass brawls, fights, consumption of alcohol. It was just getting out of hand, he said. The union has declined to say whether they support the state government's plan or not. However, justice groups have warned the move could result in more deaths in custody. When the plan was first announced last year, independent MLA Yingiya Guyula urged Indigenous Australians to be careful and stay away from Darwin if possible. We are seeing more racism and now capsicum spray and more guns, he wrote in a September social media post. We know Aboriginal people will be targeted, he said.
And obtained under Freedom of Information, a string of emails have revealed the sequence of events that surrounded the Adelaide Writers' Week decision to exclude Palestinian author Ronda Abdel Fattah's appearance. Executive Director Julian Hobber wrote to the South Australian Premier Department weeks before the program commenced, declaring that the festival would be boycotted en masse. ABC has revealed internal emails sent to Adelaide Writers' Week staff, including personally targeted direct threats in the 24 hours following the axing of Ronda Abdel Fattah. Released following a Freedom of Information request on December 22nd, following the Bondi shooting, Hobber claimed that the boycott was likely, although alarmist. Hobber stated that if Abdel Fattah was disinvited, an estimated 80 to 90 other writers would pull out of the festival. This year's literary event was cancelled, and the axing resulted in a mass writers' boycott and in the replacing and resignation of the entire board. Adelaide Writers' Week financial officer Karishma Reynolds told board members that within 24 hours, festival staff received threats over the phone and on voicemail. The axing of Abdel Fattah led to a cultural crisis of censorship and staff safety that was an active threat to workplace health. In a statement by Abdel Fattah's lawyer, Michael Bradley claimed, the Premier remains of the opinion that it was worth destroying an entire literary festival at risk of a Palestinian author talking about a book. And in national news, following the US 2-week ceasefire, Israel has launched several strikes into Hezbollah targets in Lebanon and Timra, blocking ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Israel's breach of the ceasefire killed 254 people, despite Netanyahu's claims that Lebanon was excluded from the truce. Although Iran stated that Lebanon were a part of the ceasefire agreement, the IDF carried out over 100 strikes in just minutes. Whilst both the US and Iran have claimed victory, the White House has sent Vice President J.D. Vance to delegate negotiations between the two states. The ceasefire condition was appeased following Donald Trump's calls for complete, immediate, and safe openings of the Strait of Hormuz. However, the calls for peace are already shaky, with Iran FAR's agency reporting oil tankers have been blocked from passage in retaliation to Israeli attacks. Shipping companies have been warned not to attempt to cross the strait due to the aggregated political climate, for fear that their ships would be destroyed. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has called for global peace, insisting to US President Donald Trump and Iranian President Massoud Pereskin that the ceasefire agreements must include Lebanon. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.